Hi, everyone. I'm Craig Orndorff. Welcome to Seems Like Old Times, the show where we listen to the memories. Greetings once again, my friends. Come on in. Plenty of room for you today as we get ready for another edition of the show that features some of the greatest music of all time. And today, some of that greatest music will be in the form of big band instrumentals. That's right, no singers allowed in the showcase today. All instrumentals. We'll have some familiar ones and probably some you've never heard before. And for the countdown today, we'll have the biggest hits from the final weekend of March in 1955. All that and more coming up on today's Seems Like Old Times.
Seems like old times being here with you. Being here with you. Being here with you.
And we're off and running on today's Seems Like Old Times. And for the countdown today, we're using the Disc Jockey chart out of Billboard magazine this weekend in 1955. And we start today's show at number 9 because there's a tie at that position, eliminating the number 10 spot. Here's the David Carroll Orchestra and Melody of Love.
Tied at number 9 this weekend in 1955 on the Disc Jockey chart, the orchestra led by David Carroll and Melody of Love. The record peaked one spot higher for the 41-year-old born in Taylorville, Illinois. It's the last weekend of March, minus 71 years. On today seems like old times, when the President of the United States was Dwight Eisenhower, the Vice President Richard Nixon, the population just under 166 million, unemployment at 4.6%, its lowest since December of 53 and continuing a downward trend. And a few events from the first 3 months of 1955. Marian Anderson became the first black singer to perform at the Metropolitan Opera in New York City on January 7th. On February 9th, the two major trade unions in America merged to become the AFL/CIO. And outside of Chicago, Des Plaines, Illinois, a new restaurant's about to open up. 52-year-old mixer salesman Ray Kroc has just made a deal with two brothers who run a hamburger stand in San Bernardino, California. He likes their operation and thinks it can go coast to coast. This new franchise, named after the brothers, is called McDonald's. And back on the countdown from this week in 1955, the other record tied at number 9 is from the former backup singers for Perry Como. Here are the Fontaine Sisters.
Hearts made of stone.
Of Stone, the Fontaine Sisters, backed by the Billy Vaughan Orchestra at number 9 this week in 1955, coming down after spending 3 weeks at number 1, a million-selling disc for Bee, Marge, and Jerry Ross out of New Milford, New Jersey. They got the name Fontaine from their great-grandmother. Well, here in 1955, television is a prominent feature in our lives. More and more people are being entertained in the comfort of their own homes. They're saying that color television is the next phase. RCA will sell 20,000 color TVs this year. However, most programming is still in black and white. We've had some new programs debut here recently. The Bob Cummings Show on NBC on January 2nd. Also, The Millionaire in January. And The Ozark Jubilee, the first popular country music show on American Network Television. That was on ABC, starring Red Foley. And a significant event on March 7th, the Broadway musical version of Peter Pan, starring Mary Martin, was presented on NBC TV for the very first time with its original cast, making it the first time that a stage musical is shown in its entirety almost exactly as it was performed on stage. The special was the highest-rated TV show up to this time and becomes one of the first great TV family musical classics. Well, in the ratings this year, some of the most-watched programs are Roy Rogers, Loretta Young, Pabst Blue Ribbon Bout, Private Secretary, I've Got a Secret, and the top 5, Ed Sullivan and the Toast of the Town, You Bet Your Life, Dragnet, Jackie Gleason, and number 1, I Love Lucy. Now on the Honeymooners segment of the Gleason Show this week, the Cramdons are approved to adopt a baby.
Well, won't be long now.
Oh, Ralph, I hope I'll make a good mother.
Are you kidding? You'll make a great mother. Hey, Ralph, don't forget what you promised me.
Yeah.
What'd you promise him, Ralph?
Oh, it's nothing. Nothing. Probably be the biggest day of my whole life.
Well, what is it?
He promised me when a baby was elected president, I could be at the inauguration.
Ah, but it would be a sad ending to the episode, as the birth mother wanted the baby back, and the Cramdons obliged. Now, also on TV this year is ABC's Disneyland, featuring Davy Crockett, King of the Wild Frontier, starring Fess Parker. And a merchandising blitz is underway, including a recording of the theme song. And this week, the version by Bill Hayes is at number 8.
Davy, Davy Crockett, king of the wild frontier.
Born on a mountaintop in Tennessee, a green estate in the land of the free. Raised in the woods so's he knew every tree, and kilt him a bar when he was only 3.
Davy, Davy Crockett, the king of the wild frontier.
He fought single-handed through the Indian War, till the Creeks was whipped and peace was in store. And while he was handling this risky chore, he made himself a legend forevermore.
Davy, Davy Crockett, king of the wild frontier.
Oh, when he lost his love, his grief was gall. In his heart he wanted to leave it all and lose himself in the forests tall. But he answered instead his country's call.
Davy, Davy Crockett,
the choice of the whole frontier.
He went off to Congress and served a spell, fixing up the government and laws as well. Took over Washington, so we hear tell, and patched up the crack in the Liberty Bell. Davy, Davy Crockett, serving his country well.
When he come home, his politicking done, why the big Western march had just begun. He packed up his gear and his trusty gun, and lit out the grinning to follow the sun.
Davy, Davy Crockett, leading a pioneer.
His land is biggest, and his land is best, from grassy plains to the mountain crest. He's ahead of us all, a meeting a test, and following his legend right into the West.
Davy, Davy Crockett, the king of the wild frontier.
Four-year-old Bill Hayes out of Harvey, Illinois, and Davy Crockett. Record number 8 this weekend in 1955 on the Billboard DJ chart, accompanied by Archie Blyer's orchestra. It was already the best-selling record in the USA. It would spend 5 weeks atop that chart and be a multi-million seller.
If you've ever been to Venice, you remember the gondolas and the picturesque waterways. And you remember the food, too. Superb food, prepared with that very special Italian touch. The same special Italian touch that Chef Boyardee sauce with meat can give to your meals over here. Because the recipe for this tangy sauce has been brought over from Italy by this famous Italian chef. Chef Boyardee sauce with meat is made from juicy, sun-ripened tomatoes and tender, quality beef, simmered in a spicy sauce that makes a rice and cheese loaf, a casserole, or a spaghetti dish a real Italian-style dish. So when you'd like to add that special Italian touch to your dinner, do it with Chef Boyardee sauce with meat. Try Chef Boyardee sauce with mushrooms, too. Both are prepared from the chef's own Italian recipe.
And here's a bonus record just outside the top 10 this weekend in 1955. Here's J.P. Morgan.
A little love that slowly grows and grows, not one that comes and goes. That's all I want from you. A sunny day with hopes up to the sky. A kiss and no goodbye. That's all I want from you. Don't let me down. Oh, show me that you care. Remember when you give, you also get your share. Don't let me down, I have no time to wait. Tomorrow might not come when dreamers dream too late. A little love that slowly grows and grows, not one that comes and goes. That's all I want from you.
Thank you.
so get your share. Don't let me down, I have no time to wait. Tomorrow might not come when dreamers dream too late. A little love that slowly grows and grows, not one that comes and goes, that's all I want from you. That's all I want from you.
That's all I want from you. 23-year-old J.P. Morgan coming down after reaching number 3 earlier this year. Accompanied by the Mitchell Lairs Orchestra, that was at number 11 on both the DJ and jukebox charts this weekend in 1955. And we're listening to the memories on Seems Like Old Times. Today on Seems Like Old Times, our showcase theme is an occasional feature, big band instrumentals. Yeah, we're highlighting the players from some of our favorite orchestras, and Glenn Miller gets us started with a Little Brown Jug. Recorded April 10th, 1939, Little Brown Jug, the arrangement by Bill Finnegan, and taking the solos, Tex Beneke on tenor sax, Mickey McMickle on the trumpet, and the leader on the trombone. We jump ahead to 1945 now for the Artie Shaw Orchestra. This is Bedford Drive. Thank you. Artie Shaw had a house in Beverly Hills on Bedford Drive. The title of that recording from 1945. You know, the Seems Like Old Times music vault is humongous. There's lots of music in there that I am unaware of. And this is one of them. From 1940, the Woody Herman Orchestra, Cousin to Chris. A lot like the Glenn Miller Orchestra there from February of 1940. That's the Woody Herman Orchestra, Cousin to Chris. And it featured Steady Nelson on trumpet, Tommy Linehan piano, and Frank Carlson on the drums. One of our big band instrumentals today on Seems Like Old Times. This is Seems Like Old Times. I'm Craig Orndorff. Today we've turned the calendar back 71 years to late March 1955. And spring has been a little late this year. In fact, too little and too late. The season's first disastrous week had claimed more than 70 lives and more than $50 million in crop losses because of an Arctic blast. Parts of New England are still in a wintry grip this weekend following a mammoth snowstorm which piled drifts 12 feet high in upper New York State, blocked roads, and stranded scores of motorists and skiers. In the Southland, warming weather came too late to save multi-million dollar fruit crops. The East is finally thawing out, and so is the storm-battered Great Plains, but it's still below freezing as far south as the northern portions of the Gulf states. And coming up on Monday, John Harlan will take the oath as an Associate Justice of the Supreme Court. Harlan takes over the vacancy created by the death of Justice Robert Jackson. And this is the second John Harlan to serve on the Supreme Court. His grandfather was on the panel for 34 years. And that's what was going on here in late March of 1955. And back on the countdown, we're up to number 7 with pianist Johnny Maddox, the Crazy Otto Medley. Thank you. That's the honky-tonk pianist from Tennessee, Johnny Maddox, and his medley of German tunes he titled The Crazy Auto. At number 7 on Billboard's DJ chart this week, it was a million seller and it spent 7 weeks at number 2. In fact, that's where it is this weekend on both the sales and jukebox chart. Well, continuing our ascendancy of the survey of most played radio songs, a quartet from Toronto comes in at number 6, The Crew Cut.
Earth Angel, will you be mine, my darling dear, love you all the time. I'm just a fool in love with you. Earth Angel, the one I adore, love you forever and evermore. I'm just a fool in love with you. I fell for you, and I knew the vision of your love's loveliness. I hope and I pray that someday I'll be the vision of your happiness. Earth Angel, Earth Angel, please be mine, my darling dear, love you all the time. I'm just a fool in love with you. I fell for you, and then I knew the vision of your love's loveliness. I hope and pray that someday I'll be the vision of your happiness. Earth Angel, Earth Angel, please be mine, my darling dear, love you all the time. I'm just a fool in love with you.
The Crew Cuts at number 6 this week in 1955, Earth Angel. They were accompanied by the man we heard back at number 10, David Carroll and his orchestra. And the Crew Cuts are brothers John and Ray Perkins, Pat Barrett, and Rudy McGarry. And Earth Angel floated to number 3 here 69 years ago. Well, now we're off to Broadway. Let's see what's playing on stage this weekend. New comedies include Bus Stop with Kim Stanley, Albert Salmi, and Elaine Stritch. There's also Anniversary Waltz with McDonald Carey and Kitty Carlisle. And Lunatics and Lovers stars Dennis King. For the dramas, premiering last week, Cat on a Hot Tin Roof with Barbara Belgettis, Ben Gazzara, Burl Ives, and Mildred Dunnock. The Desperate Hours has Carl Malden, Paul Newman, and George Matthews. Vivica Lindfors stars in Anastasia, Nancy Kelly in The Bad Seed. And Witness for the Prosecution has Frances L. Sullivan, Patricia Jessel, and Gene Lyons. And for the musicals, the popular Pajama Game with Janice Page, John Raitt, and Eddie Foy Jr. The Boyfriend features the debut of Julie Andrews. Pearl Bailey stars in House of Flowers. Fanny has Florence Henderson, William Tabbert, Walter Slezak, and Ezio Pinza. Brand new is Cole Porter's Silk Stockings with Hildegard Neff, Donna Michi, Gretchen Weiler. Also new on stage is Plain and Fancy, starring Richard Durr, Cheryl Conway, Barbara Cook, and here David Daniels and Gloria Marlowe.
That was a silly thing. At that age, to fall in love?
We were so young, Peter.
Once we were foolish children, playing as children play, racing through a meadow, April bright,
dreaming on a hilltop half the night. Now that we're growing older, we have no time to play. Now that we're growing wiser, we are not wise enough to stay young and foolish. Why is it wrong to be young and foolish? We haven't long to be soon enough. The carefree days, the sunlit days go by. Soon enough, the bluebird has to fly. We were foolish. One day we fell in love. Now we wonder what we were dreaming of. Smiling in the sunlight, laughing in the
Young and Foolish. David Daniels and Gloria Marlowe, part of the cast of Plain and Fancy, playing on Broadway this weekend in our Spotlight Year 1955. And we're listening to the memories on Seems Like Old Times. The theme today on Seems Like Old Times is big band instrumentals, and here's a classic from Stan Kenton.
Thank you.
Recorded in Hollywood, November 19th, 1943, Stan Kenton's orchestra and the legendary Artistry and Rhythm. Let's grab another instrumental from the K section. Here's Gene Krupa, Disc Jockey Jump. The arrangement for Disc Jockey Jump was done by 19-year-old Jerry Mulligan and recorded in January of 1947 by the Gene Krupa Orchestra. Next up is the Chick Webb Band in the Groove at the Grove.
Thank you.
from February 1939 in the Groove at the Grove. That was Chick Webb and his orchestra. And we've got time for one more. This one's from the 50s. Ted Heath does Hot Toddy. From 1953, British bandleader Ted Heath doing Hot Toddy, as we have instrumentals on the bandstand today on Seems Like Old Times. My friends, be sure to check out the show website, oldtimesradio.com. Follow Seems Like Old Times on Facebook and Twitter, and the email address, Craig, C-R-A-I-G, at oldtimesradio.com. Well, that's it for hour number one of the show. Come on back after the break. We'll have more big band instrumentals and more of the hits from this weekend in 1955. Here on Seems Like Old Times.